Welcome. You're listening to Cancer Peace Radio.
Cancer Peace Radio is on the air because 2 out of every 3 Americans will receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. This means every single one of us will be impacted in some way by cancer.
Welcome to Cancer Peace Radio, changing the face of cancer in America. I am Mark Barite, a 13-year caregiver and cancer advocate. I am your host for Cancer Peace Radio. It's not okay that 1.2 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer in 2013. That's over 4,500 Americans are diagnosed with cancer each and every day. It's not okay that a child is diagnosed with cancer every 4 minutes. It's not okay that there are over 14 million cancer survivors in America that need survivorship care plans. Today we're going to talk a little bit about help for cancer. We're just wrapping up the year, getting ready to go into 2014, which is really hard for me to believe. Time is just flying by. You know, Help for Cancer exists to help cancer survivors and those who serve, love, and care for them. We are dedicated to helping all affected by cancer to be in helpful relationships, to be truly heard, and to find greater peace and hope in their cancer journey. Our whole goal is to help cancer survivors and their family members make wise decisions and engage in lifestyles that bring greater healing, improve their quality of life, and help them live longer. In the years to come, millions of people will be helped through the combination of Cancer Peace Radio, Cancer Peace Portal, and Cancer Peace University. Each of these resources will deliver real answers to real cancer issues, combining compassion and credible content. Our team is made up of a board of directors which governs Help for Cancer, an advisory board composed of oncologists, nurses, social workers, patients, caregivers, and other related professionals work closely with the board of directors to help accomplish helpforcancer.net's goals and objectives. A little bit about our team. There's myself. I'm the founder and CEO. And what my whole role is to provide vision and guidance for the organization. And I've got a number of years of business experience, both in the for-profit and nonprofit sectors. And for the past 13 years, I've been a volunteer providing services to cancer survivors. Dr. Ken Weiser is a naturopathic doctor with a background in movies. He was a film director and editor for 15 years, working in Hollywood and around the world on movies and children's shows. Dr. Weiser is an advisor and our radio host for Stories for Life. In 1989, his film career and his life were challenged when he was diagnosed with cancer. Through the use of conventional and complementary medicines, Dr. Weiser was able to reclaim his health. The success of this approach led Dr. Weiser to reconsider his career in the film industry. Dr. Weiser ended up going back to school, medical school, and is focusing on helping others by studying naturopathic medicine. Dr. Weiser has clinics at the Providence Cancer Center in Portland, Oregon, and Providence St. Vincent's Hospital in Beaverton, Oregon. Help for Cancer has a number of strategic partners, including local health systems that have programs in place to serve those who are treated at their facilities for specific types of cancers. There are several other recognizable sources of information and support, all with whom Help for Cancer has established strategic partnerships. Help for Cancer brings these potential competitors together and combines resources to form one of the most comprehensive resource programs in the country. This model serves as the example to realize the power of contributing information about resources and programs all to the benefit of patients and all of those that live and serve them. I want to talk a little bit about what we do. Because 2 out of every 3 Americans will receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime, this means every single American will be impacted in some way by cancer. And, you know, this means you will be impacted as a patient, a loved one, or a friend. We are all impacted as a community. This is why we have prepared a unique resource to help bring greater hope and better living. For you as a cancer survivor or as someone trying to love and serve a cancer survivor, because you matter. You're going to need more than just information. You'll need to know what questions to ask, what options you have, and what choices you face. You'll need to know how to be heard and how to find those who will listen. You need to know just not how to survive, but how to thrive and find peace in each moment. I want to take just a couple minutes and talk a little bit about Cancer Peace Portal, which is part of the website, www.help4cancer.net, and what we're doing with that. Imagine that all these cancer patients and those that love them are able to access a complete online clearinghouse of information and resources, both local and national, which will help answer all their questions with a few simple clicks. This resource will be comprehensive, continually updated by cancer-related product and service providers and community groups, and available to the public free of charge. The HelpForCancer.net portal technology is based on cutting-edge web tools and database products and requires a significant investment in R&D. The portal itself is being built with the customer in mind and carefully designed to ensure ease of use. Help for Cancer has partnered with a local website development software company that is internationally known for innovative solutions. Its executive team has been directly impacted by cancer and is very passionate about this project. This service has the potential to transform the way that communities help cancer survivors to access information about cancer and access to public and private benefits. It will create a virtual one-stop shop with unlimited entry points in each community. Rural communities, tribal centers. Just as a sidebar, I grew up on the Tulalip Indian Reservation up in Marysville, Washington, and the need for this type of service within the American Indian community is quite substantial. This resource also provides religious organization, social workers, call centers, and other professionals with the ability to do research for cancer survivors that do not have access to technology better and more quickly. And consumers that do have access to the internet will be able to access the information anytime from anywhere. Over the past 21 months, we have met with a number of healthcare providers and nonprofits that serve the cancer community. Of these, 13 have expressed an interest in utilizing HelpForCancer.net's programs and services. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about the portal and exactly how this will work. If you go onto the website, once the portal is up and running, basically all you have to do is fill out a questionnaire that takes about 12 to 15 minutes. It asks questions about your diagnosis, your financial situation, and a number of other questions. What then happens is the system will go out into our curated database and bring back to you within 2 to 3 minutes a report that'll tell you about your cancer diagnosis. It'll tell you about what treatment options are available. And this is important because it really empowers you as a cancer patient or survivor. The reason for this is that typically when you're treated at a cancer clinic or hospital, the treatment options that you are offered are the options that are available at that particular institution. You might find yourself needing a treatment or having a treatment option available to you that's not available at that clinic or hospital. So that part of the portal actually empowers you to be able to go back to your doctor and say, you know, I see that there's other treatment options available in other facilities. Let's talk about this particular one. And then you can make a decision on whether or not you want to be referred out of the current system you're in into another system. The information that will come back to you also includes things other than that, financial programs that are available. There's a number of financial programs out there, but the problem is, how do we find them? How do we identify them? With this system, it'll identify what is available based on what your financial situation is. Now, going away from the portal, the next thing that we've got is Cancer Peace Radio, what you're listening to today. Cancer Peace Radio was created to support the needs of cancer patients and their communities for easy access to no-cost, informational, and inspirational media to fortify your journey into peace. We have two different shows. I've got this one, and it's Cancer Peace Radio. This show is on every Tuesday night at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then Dr. Ken Weiser hosts Stories for Life every Thursday in the same time slots. These broadcasts are an outlet for real answers to cancer issues, combining compassion and credible content for all ages. Currently, where you find us is on Blog Talk Radio. You can just go to www.helpforcancer.net and click on Listen, and it'll take you to live shows. But all of our shows are also archived and available to you 24/7, so you're able to go in and listen to any number of these different shows as podcasts. You know, why did we decide to do radio? Cancer Peace Radio and Stories for Life were created to support the needs of cancer patients and their communities for easy access to no-cost information. You know, we're here to fill a gap in the national discussion of how to survive and thrive in the cancer journey, not just as a survivor, but as a person with peace. We offer a forum for cancer patients and survivors to express their individual stories in an honest, supported, and loving environment. Now, the next big piece of Help for Cancer is something called Cancer Peace University. Cancer Peace University enables both faith-based and secular community organizations to offer cancer support groups or to complement current programs. The program provides experts via DVD or downloads off of the website, thus empowering organizations and putting them in a position to offer this most needed service to their community, no matter where they are located. People who face a cancer diagnosis and those who are living with cancer have a steep learning curve to climb and an array of personal and family issues to cope with. In the United States, there's nearly 14 million people living with cancer, and in 2014, there's going to be over 1.7 new diagnoses. Many patients, family members, and survivors are trying to deal with this alone or as an isolated unit. You know, and it just doesn't have to be this way. Currently, healthcare organizations, oncology clinics, nonprofits, and other organizations provide support groups and patient education. Usually, these are facilitated by experts on the subjects that are being covered. These programs definitely are of value. In some cases, patient education programs are streamed over the internet or made available as podcasts, which assist in impacting a larger audience. However, there are several challenges with meetings that are made available to cancer patients, survivors, family members, and their friends. Some of these challenges are they're typically available only in metropolitan areas, and therefore they're not available in rural areas unless streaming on the internet or by podcast. A high percentage of cancer patients and survivors are older, and many do not have access to or are comfortable with technology. Thus, a DVD format or facilitated group can be much more helpful. Most of cancer support groups that are out there are specific to types of cancer with high occurrence rates. People with cancers that are not high occurrence are not served. Usually, subjects are also limited in scope, covering subjects such as blood counts, as an example. Topics including faith, hope, managing relationships, and financial issues are rarely discussed. And there's a limit to how many people can participate. So, as an example, for the past 6 years, I've run a cancer support group at our church. And one of the things I learned right away is that as people come through the door to the meetings, first of all, you don't know who's going to come through the door. Secondly, right at the moment, there's around 70 people within this group with over 30 different types of cancers represented. And so you have to have information that you're presenting to the group that is general in nature and not necessarily specific to a type of cancer. The second thing I realized was that the need for these type of groups and this type of education outside of metropolitan areas. As an example, as I stated earlier, I grew up on an Indian reservation in the state of Washington. When you go out to rural areas, cancer support groups just aren't available. with Cancer Peace University, we're able to provide information with experts again on DVDs. So what you need is a facilitator, someone that can facilitate the group itself. Within this concept, there is a instructor's manual, there's participant manuals, and of course there's DVDs. So these support groups can be presented in community centers, tribal centers. They can supplement current support groups that are going on throughout the communities. So it just really opens things up so that we can serve a much broader audience. Now, Help for Cancer is also the door to your cancer story, a door that connects your experience with others who are living and experiencing the story of cancer. In the future, we will feature a place for those dealing with cancer to journal, chat, and blog, to hear, to be heard, to support and love one another in dying, in brokenness, and in each person's reality. Something else that we do is public speaking. We speak at numerous events year-round, sharing personal stories and insights to forward the brand's mission. So at the end of the day, Help for Cancer is the flagship of a multifaceted strategy to change the face of cancer in America and beyond. Now I want to take a few minutes and talk about helpforcancer.net, the website itself. The website has been designed with ease of use in mind. So when you go to the homepage itself, what you'll see is at the top of the website, how can we help you? Under that tab, you'll find I need help, I need money, I can't work, I need to talk, I need a lawyer, a section about second opinions, employment rights, caregiver support, and then a section on faith and cancer. Now, when you get to the website, you're going to see that it's really easy to maneuver around the website. Now, if you need help, there's a button you push that says Get Help. You fill out a form, and we'll provide you with assistance however we can. The next thing that you'll see on the website is an area that's called Things You Need to Know. And the tabs there are Frequently Asked Questions, Common Cancers, Women's Cancers, Young Adult Cancers, Treatment, Clinical Trials, and Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Under each one of these tabs, you'll find detailed information, including video podcasts and audio podcasts to assist you through your research. Now, if you know someone or if you've been recently diagnosed with cancer, I would really recommend that you go to the Frequently Asked Questions section. When you go to that section, you're going to find some really easy information to read that leads you through what you should do after you've been diagnosed with cancer. It's really important that you check that section out. Then we have support directories, general cancer information, financial assistance, children, teens, and young adults, and then advocacy tools as well. Now, the next section is, I think, really unique to Help for Cancer, and that's healthy cooking for people touched by cancer. So we have Leanne Ernster, and you'll see a little button that says Meet Leanne. So if you hit that button, it's going to take you to a page that's going to introduce you to Leanne and her background as both a nutritionist and as a certified trainer. And then there's a recipe section itself. Then there's a treatment-based recipe search, so you can go there and you can search. You could put in, like, chemotherapy, and it'll actually bring up recipes that really go well when you're getting chemotherapy. And then there's sections that are broke down called in-chemo recipes, in-radiation recipes, nausea recipes, fatigue recipes, and then there's a section on ingredient basics. Now, again, these are very unusual. You won't find these out there in the cancer community or on the web. So it's really a neat section, so I'd really suggest that you go there. Now, there's other information, too, a section that's called radio shows, where you'll find all of our archived podcasts. So you can actually go back, review those, and then listen in on podcasts either from myself or from Dr. Ken Weiser that are appropriate to what your particular situation might be. So that's the website. There's a lot of other information on there. Our radio shows are also archived with Stitcher Radio, and you can get them for free on iTunes as well. HelpForCancer.net's goal is to provide services that are not currently available to cancer survivors, family members, and the cancer community. By working with the healthcare community and cancer-related nonprofits, we can bridge gaps and improve the cancer survivor's emotional stability and wellness. Now, we just hope that this is all a benefit to you. And we're going into the new year, and we're looking forward to that. And we're going to be changing some things up with both the radio shows. But I'd just like to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, you know, if you need anything, please let us know. We're here to serve you. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my co-host, Melody Wright, and a special shout-out to Eric Ingram, our studio engineer. Without Eric, none of this would be possible. Thank you, Eric. This is Mark Bright from Cancer Peace Radio signing off. God bless.
Each week, we will bring you real people with real stories and real experts that will talk about real life. Our goal is that you will find greater hope and better living for you as a cancer patient or as someone trying to love and serve a cancer patient, because you matter.